There's a couple of things I wanted to announce kind of before I get into some updates. And the first thing is, I know I've been asked some questions recently regarding the state superintendent. And if you are not familiar, it would be natural to think, oh my gosh, we have an elected state superintendent, and he can, has the authority to tell all schools what they need to be doing, and then folks like me are going to do that. Well, that's not actually the case. So there are some things, obviously, that I highly respect that office. It's a member of the state board. They have some issues regarding accreditation rules, some things that come like that do impact us. But what we really count for that department is to be efficient in terms of our funding. You know, the state funding flows through them, federal funding flows through them to us. And that's what I've been working with our legislators to help with. But we actually have a local board that has board policy. And we have one board policy, it's called Religion in Schools. And it was adopted in 2008. And it's the same thing that we've been following, and it's the same thing that we're going to continue to follow. So please do not be concerned about things, some announcements that have come from the state superintendent recently, because there's been some things come out that just aren't, that's not within our local board policy. What our local board policy dictates is, sure, the Bible's a historical document. Sure, there's some tie to some Oklahoma academic standards in history. Sure, we sing some religious music during Christmas. Sure, our kids can have a student-led club and study the Bible. Sure, FCA can be. We do all those things, and we agree with wholeheartedly. However, there's some other things that come out about that has been said. We're not trying to change history or any of those things, but there's some other things coming out that we need to have some Bibles and chemistry classes. I mean, all these different classes, and there's no tie to Oklahoma academic standards, so that's not where we are. So I've told my staff, my leaders, we talked about in early July, really those things, and I know it can be, you can get wicked up about on social media about, but you know, I know one thing is nothing is going to get solved on social media. And I really hate to even bring things forward because it just ends up being, it brings attention to some comments that just aren't accurate. I mean, they're just not going to happen, but people will get wicked up about it. So, but what I told our folks was those statements that came out, that directive, that's for us, for Bartlesville Schools, that's a non-event. So that's where we are related to that. And I'll also tell you, because I do, Mark mentioned I was appointed to be on the State Superintendent Advisory Council. We've had, I was on the previous superintendent's council, we had regular meetings. We've had one meeting this year. We met on January 30th, and that's the last time we met. And so, you know, and I've got questions. I know I've requested the last 3 weeks for us to get together so that we can have a meeting like in person, not from when, you know, not a video thing or not from somebody's in their car. I wanna be able to have a conversation because I have questions about some of these things that have come up. Unfortunately, I haven't been given an opportunity to ask those questions, but hopefully one day we will. But anyway, I just wanted to, that's really a little more than I wanted to talk to about the state superintendent, but I just wanted you to be aware of that. We continue to respect the office and move forward with our district.